Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we've got an easier lesson here today.
For all of you crazy club kids out there, this is how you score.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
美女,你好。美女,你好。美女,你好。美女 is beautiful woman or pretty girl. 你好, hi.
什么?什么?
What?
Yeah. Huh?
Huh?
美女,你好。美女,你好。
It sounds way less sexist in Chinese.
Yeah, it's just natural.
Everyone's 美女 on the street.
Mm. Everybody under 50, pretty much. Yeah. And the male equivalent would be
帅哥,
handsome man. Older brother, handsome young man, really. But we'll get into that later. For now, just remember, this isn't as sexist as it sounds.
Yeah.
什么听不见?
Huh? What are you saying?
Yeah, what? I can't hear you. 听不见.
听不见.
留个电话吧.
Can I get your number?
Yeah.
Is what he's saying. He's really saying, give me your number.
Yeah, and 电话 here is telephone number, and 留 is the verb, you know.
Yeah.
Leave it with me, basically.
Yeah.
Let's take another listen, and then we'll be back with some comments on pronunciation and grammar and usage.
Mm-hmm.
美女,你好。什么?美女,你好。什么?听不见。留个电话吧。美女,你好。什么?美女,你好。什么?听不见。留个电话吧。The first thing that we'd like to talk about is the pronunciation of 女 here, because... Mm-hmm.
It's a really rounded sound.
Yeah.
Right? It, when you look at it, it's a U on the page, but it's got those
two
creepy
dots.
Ass dots
mm-hmm.
above
which we call
it. An umlaut.
Yeah.
You take the regular U sound and you keep shrinking your mouth into a small, round,
smaller,
you know, like, period-sized hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, so you go from U, you keep narrowing your lips, and eventually you hit on the U sound.
Yeah. Yep. Let's hear it again slowly and in isolation. Echo.
女,女,女.
Right. So that's our first point for today. What's number two?
听不见, right? So the girl says, I can't hear you. What? And the way she says it is...
听不见,听不见.
This is interesting. 听 is to listen.
To listener, to hear.
Right. 不 is not or don't.
Yes.
见 is to see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So that's kind of
but
weird.
But it doesn't actually have anything to do with seeing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the reason is certain verbs in Chinese come in two halves.
Yeah.
The first is what you're doing. The second is the result.
Yes.
看见.
Mm-hmm. Right? So 看 is to look. 见 is to see.
Yeah. Yes.
If you say, I can't see it, it would be
我看不见.
Right? So I look but don't see.
Okay, so we've got verbs like 看见 and 听见, which are both two characters.
Yeah.
But here we've got, you know, no, basically stuck in the middle. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's like, I look, but I can't see.
Hmm.
So it's like 看不见.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah. I listen, but I can't hear.
Yeah.
听不见.
So if you think about it, it makes sense, because there's a difference between listening and not being able to hear and not listening in the first place.
Mm-hmm. There's a category of two-character verbs in Chinese that work like this.
Mm-hmm.
The first half is what you're doing. The second half is the result.
Yeah.
Right? So 看见 is to see. Look,
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's actually where the English look-see comes from.
Really?
Yeah, Pidgin English.
Huh. You mean Pidgin English is from Pidgin Chinese, look-see?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that.
In fact, the word pigeon in English comes from a Cantonese mispronunciation of business.
You're kidding me.
Seriously. Well, that's one etymology. But either from business or from peijin, which is pay money.
Okay. Yeah. This is interesting
not
etymology.
Related,
we're getting off the track.
Yeah.
But getting back onto the track here, our second grammar point is this verb, basically 听不见.
Right.
Don't get confused by it. Treat it as three characters that are coming together to form one verb. What's next on our list? Our third point for today is
留个电话.
Right. So 留个电话, leave a phone number. Yeah. He leaves off the word number, mm-hmm. but it makes sense because he's in a loud room. He's probably tired from shouting.
Yeah.
Now, you can leave all kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like if, you know, you can leave a comment,
yeah.
which would be...
留言.
You could also, if you're calling somebody and their secretary answers and they're not in, you would leave a message, which yeah. would be...
留个message.
Yeah, yeah. People actually...
I don't have a Chinese word for message.
This is a new difficult word for us, message. So there are three things we want you to take home from this lesson.
Yeah, the first one... 美女 or 帅哥,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
depending on who you're trying, not even necessarily to hit on. You'll hear people in restaurants addressing the waitress as 美女.
Yeah.
You know, 美女, yeah. can I have some more tea?
Second point, 听不见.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what you're having. Hear what you're seeing is one of these Chinese verbs which comes in two halves. You're putting 不 in between the two halves
mm-hmm.
to say that this thing, this part A, part B verb was not completed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 听不见. Listen but not hear.
Yeah.
看不见. Look but not see.
Yeah. And if you have problems understanding, you can always say 听不懂. I listen but I don't
understand.
Last but not least.
留个电话.
Can I get your number?
Yeah. It's a set phrase.
Leave a number.
Yeah.
Use it only for good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So let's take another listen to the dialogue and then we'll be back to close up.
美女,你好。什么?美女,你好。什么?听不见。留个电话吧。美女,你好。什么?美女,你好。什么?听不见。留个电话吧。So
Brennan, have you ever used 留个电话?
I don't think so, actually. If I have, I was not in any state to remember it.
Hmm.
How are you?
No comment. Personally, I'm not really a clubbing type, although there are lots of
You're
clubs.
Also not really a phone type.
Well, I lose phones.
yeah.
You could say, I actually...
email,
yeah. 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 Well, someone... that's also part of it. I don't like talking to strangers on the phone. I'd be much more likely to get an email, I guess, or an MSN handle or something like that.
But yeah, I mean, if you're interested in clubbing, there's lots of options here in Beijing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's got a cell phone. So it's really common, actually, if you go out for people on the dance floors to be exchanging numbers.
Yeah. And it's not only in dance floors. You know, you'll meet somebody at a business dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
And,
Or 留个名片吧.
Right. Leave a name card.
Although if you are at a business dinner, you may not want to use 美女.
No, please don't.
No.
Okay. So that's it for our lesson for today. If you have any questions,
you can write to me or post on the site.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.